Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I'm disturbed, it's because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact of my life, unacceptable. I cannot find serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation being exactly the way it's supposed to be, at this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing in God's world is by mistake. Unless I accept life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world, as on what needs to be changed in me and my attitudes. That's an excerpt from the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous on page 417. And in all the years I've been going to 12-step meetings, I never got that far into the big book. So Dr. Bob, the founder of AA back in the 1930s, he was actually a pioneer in what we now call cognitive behavioral therapies, CBT. This acceptance piece in the big book is not unlike the main principle of CBT, unconditional acceptance of self, others, and life. Number one in this whole concept is the USA, unconditional self-acceptance. I am more than my behaviors. I have worth just as I am. I can't change the past, but I can change my future. These affirmations help to repair the brain and to build resilience. Resilience can help us delay gratification, resist temptation, and maintain motivation to achieve our goals. Number two, UOA, unconditional other acceptance. Other people have value regardless of their flaws. Other people don't always act in ways that we prefer. Other people are as worthy as we are. These affirmations pave the way to cross the bridge to forgiving someone who isn't sorry and accepting an apology never received. Crossing that forgiveness bridge can be life transformational, and it can sometimes be a very long and bumpy journey. Number three, ULA, unconditional life acceptance. I think it was Mark Twain who said, "The only certainty of life is life's uncertainty." There are no shortage of uncertainties in life, that's for sure. Having a structured routine can be the glue that holds our lives together. A schedule of sleeping, eating, and exercising at the same times every day can provide a sense of order and accomplishment. It's also a good practice to practice the P's. Patience reminds me that my direction is more important than my speed. I relapsed almost every year for a few years, but I kept going to meetings and I kept doing the work. Relapses weren't failures. They were opportunities for me to learn. Knowledge teaches us what to do, and practice teaches us how to do it. If we want to learn how to do anything, especially building new healthy habits, it takes daily dedication and daily practice. Recovery doesn't take long. It takes a willingness to exert consistent efforts to help yourself. With persistence, you will get there. You just want to be patient. You want to do the practice. You want to stay persistent. It works when you work it, and you are worth it. Do the work. You're worth it. May the force be with you. And remember, you are the force.